Welcome. This is your daily dose of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 6/25/21. This is show number 291. So the markets have recovered from last week's sell-off. That was quick, Nick.
Yeah, we've had quite a recovery, to say the least. And again, the S&P now is making a nominal new high today. So that's pretty interesting in and of itself. But last week we had options expiration out here. It was a quadruple witching options expiration, which means you have four different asset classes expiring. They took the markets down pretty hard last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in particular was really hammered. That closed below its May pivot low, also below the 50-day moving average. But this week it recaptured everything, and it's right back up. And the one thing I will say about this rally this week, Kerry, is the volume has dropped off a cliff. I mean, I can't begin to tell you. We are looking at summer doldrum-type volume that we see in late August before Labor Day. This is really, really light volume stuff, but light volume favors upside. So until you get a high volume sell-off, give the market that slight upside bias.
So low volume and the summer doldrums come early this year, huh?
Yeah, I don't even know if this is the summer doldrums, but I mean, it's acting that way. It's really incredible because you get a little bit of action in the morning, then the afternoons are basically a standstill where the markets just basically go sideways, at least this week. Things could change rather quickly, and I do think this is going to be a more turbulent summer than we've seen lately or in the past. So I would definitely brace ourselves, but right now the volume is just absolutely putrid. And we got to respect it. Light volume favors upside markets, and the markets have had a decent recovery. Today, the markets aren't doing all that much. The Dow is the big leader, up about 0.6%. Everything else is either flat to slightly positive.
All right. So Bitcoin, the king of all cryptocurrencies, dipping again, huh?
Yeah, Bitcoin is flirting again. It's below its 200-day moving average. Now, that 200-day moving average has been tagged and pierced now numerous times. And when that happens, that moving average is what we call a minor support level. It is no longer major. So the real support level goes back to the low that we made on the 22nd of June. Bitcoin actually traded as low as 28,800. If that low gets breached on a closing basis, we should see an elevator shaft drop down to around 21,000, 22,000. And that's all you need to know. The 200 MA is irrelevant at this point. And Bitcoin, you know, is just sloshing and chopping around. But it can hang in there. It can live to fight another day. That certainly is a possibility. But just use that low going back 4 days ago, right at 28,800. Any close below that, this thing should tumble.
Yeah, but Nick, I don't understand. Bitcoin always goes up like real estate and like stocks. It only goes up, right?
Well, to some people it does. But again, I think we may have a battle of the words out here with Elon Musk, I think, and Jack Dorsey. Now Jack Dorsey's becoming the new Bitcoin spokesman. Elon Musk is becoming the new Bitcoin hater. I saw that a little bit earlier on Fox Business. So, you know, again, we'll see how this plays out. But, you know, everybody loved Bitcoin at 60,000. And I got to be honest, too many people love it here. My nephew just called me up and said, should I buy Bitcoin here? And I just started chuckling. I said, you know what? Do yourself a favor and wait for it to get to 6,000. That's where you could jump on board. But, you know, I ultimately am in the camp. This is just putting in a sideways drift. And the next break takes you down to 20,000 or in that area, that vicinity. And we'll see how it plays out. But there are still too many people out there that love it. There's not enough panic yet.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, well, there's still a lot of winners out there who are holding on to it. They're hodling, waiting for it to go back up to 100,000, right?
Well, you know, you have these, you know, so-called market mavens on television saying 100,000. I've even heard one guy say 1,000,000. Now, I'm not saying any of that is impossible. It's highly unlikely. But, you know, you get these touters out there constantly. For me, the reality is in the charts, and the charts don't show me any of that right now.
Yeah, where's P.T. Barnum when you need him, huh?
Where is P.T. Barnum?
Maybe Elon Musk is the new P.T. Barnum. And I know the guy said he had Asperger's, but I think he might be bipolar, too.
Well, I don't know anything about his medical condition. I'll just say he's made a lot of money, but he seems to be the Moses of crypto right now.
Well, I think he's going to lead him through the Red Sea, but
that's exactly what I mean.
It's going to close a little early before they all get across, and a lot of them are going to get swept away.
Well, we'll see. But I have to say, Bitcoin's got a lot of red on the screen if you look at it, you know, since that April top. And again, you know, this is not a pattern you want to play with. You have a nice defined low in place, and if that low gets breached on a closing basis, especially a weekly close, this thing's in a load of trouble.
Hey, and who called that peak? Huh? Who called the top in Bitcoin?
I think somebody we know called it.
Yeah, somebody. Anyways, well, gold and silver, they've kind of been consolidating here, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm not in love with the pattern that it's making at the moment. Today, gold is having a really good day, though. You have gold futures up about 9.5 points, trading at around 1786. But I really would have liked to, and it doesn't mean gold can't recover here. But what it needs to do is get going and have a bigger surge to the upside. Right now, we're putting in sideways consolidation from last week's drop. We're not recovering quite like the stock market is recovered. And last week, gold was hit very, very sharply on the 16th and also on the 17th. Back-to-back days, gold got hammered. And we just have to respect the chart right now. If the chart goes sideways, well, gold could be in a little bit of trouble. Now, if it starts to recover here, we'll talk about it. But the big level to get through, obviously, is going to be the high from the 17th of June. And that high right there is 1826. If we get above 1826, the bull is back on. If you stay below there, gold is in a little bit of trouble. But either way, if it does come back down, which it may, it will set up for a nice long-term buying opportunity once again, as there's lots of support at the March lows.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. So if you want to figure out how Nick does all this, how he figures it out, go over to inthemoneystocks.com, get a subscription, check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Your emails are welcome at KL@KerryLutz.com. We'll get to some of them next week when I am back in town. That's it for today, Nick. We have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Kerry.